Representatives from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency were in Pensacola Tuesday to gather public opinion on a proposal to clean up part of the Escambia Treating Company Superfund site.
The area that we're addressing is this former wastewater pond at landfill.
EPA's Eric Spalvin says the location contains severe contamination and is acting as the source area of the groundwater plume leaving the former ETC facility. It has to be addressed before the rest of the cleanup can begin.
The plume goes about a mile and a half all the way to Bayou Tejar. There's no sense in doing work in the downgrading portions of the plume until we cut off the head of the snake. Is one way to think about it. Once we eliminate the source of the groundwater contamination, then we'll have a better chance of seeing the rest of it clean up.
The plume began during the time the Escambia Treating Company began treating lumber and other wood products in 1942 until its closing in 1992. The upcoming project is a follow-up to a 2008 decision by EPA to clean up the site.
In 2008 and early 2009, we found additional significant contamination, and the new contamination was too severe for the remedy we selected in 2008. We're proposing to amend the 2008 decision and add some new technologies so we can address this contamination.
How on earth did they let all this contamination spread for 22 years? It's gone into drinking water supplies. It's gone into Bayou Tejar. This is really intolerable.
Frances Dunham is with Citizens Against Toxic Exposure, or CATE. She says there were at least three kinds of chemicals used to treat wood at the site, all of which found their way into the groundwater.
They used pentachlorophenol. Before that, they used creosote. Apparently, at some times, they used copper chromium arsenate compounds. So there is a mix, a lot of organic contaminants, but some inorganic ones too, like arsenic.
The initial focus of the proposed cleanup appears to be creosote. Eric Spalvins at EPA says that involves a technique called steam-enhanced extraction.
When you're trying to remove contaminants like creosote, they're very thick, and so you can use heat to make them thinner, just the way motor oil gets thinner in your car engine as it gets hot. And so by using heat, we want to be able to remove this source material, the creosote, out of the aquifer more quickly.
While the steam pushes the contaminants through the aquifer, the suction produced also removes the creosote in its three different forms: liquid, dissolved, and vaporized. Steam enhanced is considered the best of three methods under consideration. The other two involve containment.
One of the options was to put a wall around all the contamination in the aquifer, and the other one was to mix the contamination with cement so that we would make a huge block of solidified aquifer material so that the creosote would no longer be able to dissolve into the aquifer.
EPA will accept public comment on the proposal through September 15th. Afterwards, Spalvin says the next step will be going through a design process,
which is going to combine the technologies from the 2014 ROD amendment with the 2008 ROD. We'll combine all those technologies into one strategy, and then we'll request funding. The estimate that we have is about $30 million. I think the earliest we can expect funding is 2016.
The plan can be found at epa.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.